In the beginning, you lived inside the egg. That is where Craik made you. Yes, good, kind Craik. Please stop singing or I can't go on with the story. The egg was big and round and white, like half a bubble. And there were trees inside it with leaves and grass and berries, all the things you like to eat. Yes, it rained inside the egg. No, there was not any thunder, because Craik did not want any thunder inside the egg. And all around the egg was the chaos, with many, many people who were not like you, because they had an extra skin. That skin is called clothes. Yes, like mine. And many of them were bad people who did cruel and hurtful things to one another, and also to the animals, such as... We don't need to talk about those things right now. And Oryx was very sad about that, because the animals were her children. And Craik was sad because Oryx was sad. And the chaos was everywhere outside the egg. But inside the egg, there was no chaos. It was peaceful there. And Oryx came every day to teach you. She taught you what to eat. She taught you to make fire. She taught you about the animals, her children. She taught you to purr if a person is hurt. And Craik watched over you. Yes, good, kind Craik. Please stop singing. You don't have to sing every time. I'm sure Craik likes it, but he also likes this story and he wants to hear the rest. Then one day, Craik got rid of the chaos and the hurtful people to make Oryx happy and to clear a safe place for you to live in. Yes, that did make things smell very bad for a while. And then Craik went to his own place up in the sky, and Oryx went with him. I don't know why they went. It must have been a good reason. And they left Snowman the Jimmy to take care of you, and he brought you to the seashore. And on fish days, you caught a fish for him, and he ate it. I know you would never eat a fish, but Snowman the Jimmy is different, because he has to eat a fish, or he would get very sick. Because that is the way he is made. Then one day, Snowman the Jimmy went to see Craik, and when he came back, there was a hurt on his foot, and you purred on it, but it did not get better. And then the two bad men came. They were left over from the chaos. I don't know why Craik didn't clear them away. Maybe they were hiding under a bush so he didn't see them. But they'd caught Amanda, and they were doing cruel and hurtful things to her. We don't need to talk about those things right now. And Snowman the Jimmy tried to stop them. And then I came and ran, and we caught the two bad men and tied them to a tree with a rope. Then we sat around the fire and ate soup. Snowman the Jimmy ate the soup, and Wren and Amanda, even the two bad men, ate the soup. Yes, there was a bone in the soup. Yes, it was a smelly bone. I know you do not eat a smelly bone, but many of the children of Oryx like to eat such bones. Bob kittens eat them, and raccoons, and pagoons, and liobams. They all eat smelly bones. And bears eat them. I will tell you what a bear is later. We don't need to talk any more about smelly bones right now. And as they were all eating the soup, you came with your torches because you wanted to help Snowman the Jimmy because of his hurt foot. And because you could tell there were some women who were blue, so you wanted to mate with them. You didn't understand about the bad men and about why they had a rope on them. It is not your fault they ran away into the forest. Don't cry. Yes, Craik must be very angry with the bad men. Perhaps he will send some thunder. Yes, good, kind Craik. Please, stop singing. Rope. About the events of that evening, the events that set human malice loose in the world again, Toby later made two stories, The first story was the one she told out loud to the children of Crake. It had a happy outcome, or as happy as she could manage. The second, for herself alone, was not so cheerful. It was partly about her own idiocy, her failure to pay attention. But also it was about speed. Everything had happened so quickly. She'd been tired, of course. She must have been suffering from an adrenaline plunge. After all, she'd been going strong for 2 days with a lot of stress and not much to eat. The day before, she and Wren had left the safety of the Mad Atom Cobhouse enclave that sheltered the few survivors from the global pandemic that had wiped out humanity. They'd been tracking Wren's best friend Amanda, and they'd found her just in time because the two painballers who'd been using her had almost used her up. Toby was familiar with the ways of such men. She'd been almost killed by one of them before she'd become a God's gardener.